So in the key of E, we start at low E on the sixth string, or you could do the top string. You can do any E on the guitar. I just like the one near my face, you know. So that's the sixth string open, and we got whole or half to note two.
Whole.
And what would it be? F sharp, that's right. We just had that in the example of the key of G, where it was E up a whole step was F sharp. And then up a whole step from there, two to three would be G sharp. That's right. How do you know not to call it A flat? Because then what would happen if you went F sharp to A flat? Then there's no G in the scale. There has to be a G of some kind. So G sharp is the third note, up a half step is called what? So let's do it together. E. Yeah, that's one, F sharp is two, G sharp is three, and then what?
Then it's A.
Yep, whole or half from the G sharp. Half, that's right, right? Why? Because one, because it's a half step between three and four and seven and eight. So there's our A. Now we need whole or half from four to five.
It's a whole.
Whole. So A up a whole step is what? A up a whole step?
A up a whole step is two half steps.
Yeah, but what's the name of the note?
That's B.
B, that's right. So we got E, F sharp, G sharp, A, B, and then whole or half from there?
Half. Wait, no, whole.
Whole, that's right. Six to, 5 to 6 is a whole. And then what will be the note name? We went from B up a whole step.
C.
C, B to C is a half step, and you need one more half step to get a whole step.
It's a sharp.
That's right. So what's it called?
C sharp.
That's right. C sharp. And then up whole or half from six.
Whole.
And what would that be called?
D sharp.
D sharp, correct. And then half step up to E. If you don't get back to E, something went wrong. Let's go backwards. So we got E, D sharp, C sharp, B, A, G sharp, F sharp, and E. Well done. Now we're going to complete the whole system and harmonize the scale using our formula, major, minor, minor, major, minor. Yeah, you need bar chords for this key, you know, or you can do the mini chords like I showed you for F sharp. So let's just do those, actually. Let's not do bar chords, but it's way handy when you do learn bar chords. So the first chord is E. Is it going to be E minor or major? It's got to be E major, yeah. Because it's major, minor, minor, major, major, minor, minor. All right, good job. Second note is F sharp. Is it major or minor?
It's minor.
Minor, that's right. And so if you don't do bar chords, simply do the top four string version where I said it before. It's strings 4, 3, 2, and 1, frets 4, 2, 2, and 2, respectively. And then for G sharp minor, all you're going to do is drag that sucker up a whole step, and you're at the 4th fret. Top four strings, the frets are 6, 4, 4, and 4. Yep, and you obviously got to press hard on it. Yeah. So that's your 3 chord. If someone says play a 3 chord in key of E, now you know what it is. Now we're back to A. And then B, you haven't learned B properly yet. And I will show you how to do it. You take fingers, pretend you're playing A with 2, 3, and 4. Right, and then you move that up a whole step and add pinky, so one more fret up. So your fingers 2, 3, and 4 are at fret 4, and your pinky is at fret 2. So that's a bit of a stretch there. And there's a B, right? C sharp, you haven't learned that yet either, but you know the B minor is at fret 2. You just raise it up a whole step, you're at fret 4. It's like a fret 4 B minor. Right, and last but not least, instead of D sharp, we're gonna do B7, which I'm gonna show you, a very useful chord. Right? This chord goes top five strings, so strings 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fret numbers 2 on the fifth string, yep. Then 1, then 2, then open, then 2. Alright, so that one goes on 2, yeah. So from bottom to top, strings 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it goes 2. 1, 2, open, 2, and the fingering is 2, 1, 3, and 4. So That's a very useful chord. I'm going to write that down for you. Your homework is to write a song with those chords. And I'll write it out one more time for you. It'd be E, F sharp minor, G sharp minor, A, B, C sharp minor, and B7. Right? And again, the F sharp minor is played at fret 2. G sharp minor is played at fret 4. C sharp minor is like a B minor moved up a whole step. So that's fret 4 as well. So it's going to sound like... Oh, and the B, I forgot to address that. B is like an A chord taking up a whole step. With fingers, so from bottom to top, strings 4, 3, and 2, and 1, it goes fret 4, 4, 4, and 1. And then C sharp minor, and then B7. So it sounds like... Bar chords. This is something you have to look forward to. It's way easier when you just do bar chords.
I don't like bar chords. I've done
them
before, and I don't like them.
People don't like bar chords to start, but it's just because they haven't been introduced to it properly, so we'll do it at some point. But see if you can come up with a song and vary the harmonic rhythm of this. So I'm actually giving you a tall order, a difficult key, and a rhythmic awareness thing, too. So well done.